Our guest at the cafe this morning is Daryl Peace, the director of the A&M Commerce Alumni Relations Department. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning to you, John Mark.
Well, we're coming up on a deadline of sorts, and this is this deadline that we're talking about is Monday, August 31st, and it is for?
It is for the Brick Garden that the Alumni Association is working to build directly behind the alumni building that will connect us to the Walking Mall.
Brick Garden.
Brick Garden, yes.
And the idea is that people have a brick which will presumably be there for a very, very long time.
Correct.
And what will be on the brick then?
They have three lines, 15 characters per line. A lot of people are putting, for instance, my name is just short enough I can put my first and last name on the first line, my bachelor's and my master's on the second line, and I'm a member of fraternity and I can put that on the third line. So a lot of people are doing something similar to that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that a lot of people will be memorializing someone, mother, father, brother, sister, maybe who's passed on.
Right. A lot of people are doing that or just purchasing one for a son or daughter or for a brother or just anybody that they knew who graduated from the university.
Uh-huh. What kind of bricks?
They are... Gee,
yeah.
I got my hand out like everybody can see it. I think it's like 3x5, something like that. Just a regular brick. And they'll be etched with what the person wants on it.
Yeah, they sort of red in color, like
yes.
We think of them as. Sure. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And so this will be kind of a plaza-like area.
It will. It's got an interesting design. The centerpiece of it is a planter that the builder is making specifically for this piece. And on each side of it, it will have the university's name and the date of the university so that you can essentially walk around this piece and you can see every name that the university's had.
Mm-hmm. This is a pretty popular thing that a number of organizations have done. I think even at the Texas Rangers baseball park, there's bricks
Correct.
Around the stadium that people
right.
have.
It's a fairly inexpensive way to have your name on something for a very long time.
Or someone who's close to you,
exactly.
Somebody who's important to you. What's the cost?
$125.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $125 to celebrate the 125-year anniversary of the university.
Ah, yes, which we've been observing now this past, basically the last year, but we're coming
right.
basically to the end
right.
of that.
Right, homecoming will conclude the 125 anniversary.
Yeah. The money then goes to what?
It is all the proceeds from this will go toward a scholarship for students. The Alumni Association, I'm a university employee, but the Alumni Association is a 501c3, and so all of that money will go toward one of the legacy scholarships that we give.
Okay. We're talking with Daryl Peace, who's the director of A&M Commerce Alumni Relations. Now, you say that this is going to be built and in place, and there'll be some kind of observance and recognition of it around the time of homecoming.
Right. The plan is to have it completed the week before homecoming, and we'll schedule a ribbon cutting during the week of homecoming, so that, you know, particularly alumni who are back for the football game and all the festivities on Saturday will have an opportunity to come by and see it and to find their brick.
Yeah, most importantly, yeah, you definitely want to see your brick. So the scholarships, any particular area or types of scholarships, but just scholarships in general?
Yeah, the Alumni Association offers five different scholarships that we give to students. And so this will be named the 125 anniversary scholarship, and it's for a deserving student who will be attending the university.
Okay, good. Well, now you mentioned homecoming. Let's talk about that. Saturday, October 24th is the date.
That's the date.
Mm-hmm. Midwestern State will be the opponent on the gridiron.
They will be the team that will be beating that game.
And a worthy opponent at that.
Yeah, they will be.
They were one of the few that that beat the Lions last year, so have some payback there. So I guess I know you don't have all the details worked out for homecoming, but I'm sure you have some idea of what to...
Right. We have some annual events that happen on the student side. Homecoming starts on Sunday. You know, they have a lot of events in the dorms. They have a movie night. Wednesday, there's the annual hot dog spirit rally. And at that rally, we announced the homecoming court because voting would have occurred the week before. So we announced the court on Wednesday. There's I understand a fairly large event happening on Thursday Friday we do a golf tournament. There's a donor event on Friday. There's a bonfire. There's a pep rally. Then the football game and the parade and all of that is on Saturday.
As I recall last year, and of course, obviously it had a lot to do with the success of the football team, but the turnout for homecoming was exceptional last year.
Yeah, it's like no homecoming I've ever seen. And from what I understand, this one's going to be bigger and better.
Yeah, October 24th is the date. And then again, to remind everyone, the deadline to buy a brick to go in the brick garden.
August 31st.
Which is this coming Monday.
Exactly.
Good. Daryl, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much.
Daryl Peace, director of the A&M Commerce Alumni Relations Office, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.